Yeah.
Just say coaching and move on.
Right, right. Besides your in-game acumen and adjustments, what was the difference?
Well, let's see. Where do we begin? I don't know. I just feel like, you know, we're an extremely young team, and so we're learning on the fly. Believe it or not, I thought we showed a lot of improvement defensively in the Oklahoma City game. That may sound nuts because we didn't stop them, but on the details that we've been working on, our pick and roll coverage got a lot better. We had all kinds of problems in other areas, but we saw some improvement in Oklahoma City. But what was lacking was just the passion and the intensity that it takes to win an NBA game. And you know, we went into Oklahoma City; they were 0-2. They were feeling just like we were, and they came out and made their shots and you know, played really hard, played with a lot of energy, and we were sort of lifeless. And last night, I thought the difference was, you know, we had that intensity, and our shots started going in, and we earned it. And but this is, you know, this is going to be kind of the way it goes for a young team. They have to feel the ups and downs of the season, and they've got to build momentum. We have to help them with that. But it's not going to be simple, that's for sure.
Okay, if it's not going to be simple, how many games in your mind do you think it should take for them to provide that? And how patient can you be in the interim?
Well, I wish that was a question that were easy to answer. I think with a team like this, it's sort of impossible to say. I will say in general, in the NBA, I think after a couple of months of the regular season, you kind of start to feel who you are, what your team's about. Sometimes you feel it right away. But I think generally, in a couple of months in, every team sort of knows who they are. And so maybe that gives you some, you know, at least kind of a guideline. But we're still figuring out, you know, what our rotation looks like, who's going to start. We haven't played with our centers yet, other than Looney playing for 10 minutes against, I guess it was the Clippers on opening night. So there's so much to sort through. Alec Burks hasn't played yet. Willie Cauley-Stein should be playing this week sometime. And so lots of things to factor in, and hopefully we just keep getting better. But yesterday was a step in the right direction.
So I'm curious, how much harder is that job of figuring out what the team is as a whole, given that we don't really know what a lot of these guys are as individuals? This is such a young team. How much do you have to figure out what each guy can do, what's normal for all these guys just individually, before you can figure out how to piece them together?
Yeah, I mean, that's part of it. I would say, you know, there are several guys who, you know, we have to sort of evaluate as we go, and figure out, you know, can they be in the rotation? Can they start? Can they, you know, who can they join with to form a really good unit? And all those things are difficult enough if everyone's healthy. But given that, you know, we've had so many injuries throughout camp, it puts us behind even more. So the good thing is we really like our young guys. They've shown to be really eager to learn. And I think you can see the improvement. You know, Eric Paschal, it quickly looks like he's becoming a rotational player, an every night guy. Jordan Poole had a really good day yesterday. Omari Spellman has had two good games in a row. So, you know, we're getting to watch these guys in action, and that's what it takes. But, you know, it takes a lot more than two or three games.
Warriors head coach Steve Kerr here on 95.7 The Game. Any mandatory culinary destinations in New Orleans you got to tick off?
No, not really. You know, it was a kind of a strange trip, just because we had the day game in Oklahoma City, and then we flew right to New Orleans. By the time we got in, it was 9 o'clock. Everybody was tired from the day. But that is a hell of a food town. There's no question. What I've always found with New Orleans, though, is it's almost like Vegas. It's like 36 hours and you gotta go.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's so funny. The best description I ever heard of the amount of time to spend in Las Vegas, 5 meals. You never want to be in Vegas longer than for 5 meals. And it's perfect if you think about it.
In New Orleans, you're good as long as you're cool dying there. You can eat and drink forever. You'll be thrilled.
Good times.
That's right. But you might die in five meals though,
that's
with all that butter
is true.
And sauce. And,
Coach,
it's good stuff. So.
The decision to start Jordan Poole, what was it like to give him that news? And how excited was he to get this opportunity so early?
Yeah, he got a big smile on his face when we told him. We didn't decide until just before the game. We talked about it as a staff, kind of as we prepared for the game in the afternoon, and we just wanted to open up the offense and give our group a little more spacing, and so replacing a center with a guard, you know, gives you that floor spacing, and we figured why not throw the rookie out there? It's the whole point, you know, of this season for our young guys is to learn on the fly. So I thought he did a great job. He made 3 straight threes to start the game and got us off on the right track.
Is that something you'd consider in the long term, playing small to start like that, or is this more of a top 2 centers missing stopgap?
It's really all part of what we talked about in the beginning of this conversation, what's possible and what's not. You know, we knew the last 5 years with that small lineup, we could play at any time we wanted because of the potency and the defense and the just the intelligence. What we don't know right now is how are we going to hold up defensively if we play small? And the matchup was good for that yesterday because New Orleans basically was playing the same way. So playing small was not a problem. But you have to figure, you have to find out, you know, can you, it's great to open up the floor and give guys more driving lanes and, you know, get the pace going, but can you stop anybody at the other end? And that's what you have to find out as you go. And it really depends on matchups and you learn a lot as you go.
Toward that end, who on the staff is responsible through the first 3 games for sedating Ron Adams?
we've talked a lot about that. Poor Ron. I mean, he's been watching this defense go from one of the all-time great defenses in the league to, you know, what the hell are we doing out there in a matter of months? But he's actually enjoying it. You know, I mean, the challenge of building a team out of a group of young guys and helping them grow, helping them get to where they want to go, it's actually really satisfying and really fun. It's just, you know, there are some growing pains, and we experienced plenty of those that first week.
Is it hard for you and the other coaches to change from sort of a we need to bring together a group of tremendous veterans mode to kind of teacher mode?
It's just different. You know, it's for the last 5 years, we knew exactly what to expect, especially after year one. Year one, you know, 2014-15, we kind of installed our system and we evolved into what we became eventually defensively, starting Draymond and switching and playing small, all that stuff. But once we evolved into that, you know, midway through that season, we just put it on cruise control the last few years. So, you know, now it's totally different. You're teaching a group of young guys literally hands-on every single day, watching a lot more tape. And that is really satisfying in its own right. It's just, you just know you're not going to win 70 games, that's for sure.
Suns are in town tomorrow, second game at Chase Center. Steve, what was it like to go through that opening night experience? And I'm just guessing, based on how much I saw everyone running around with their chicken like a head cut off, I'm guessing you're happy it's in your rearview mirror.
Yeah, you know, playing a few exhibition games there, I think, was helpful, you know, so it's not like this was, you know, brand new. What was different was just, you know, not competing at a high level and really taking it on the chin on opening night in front of all of our fans. So I think we're all anxious to get back out there. just to go ahead and you know, turn things around, give our fans a better show.
What's the thing? Did you and Joe Lacob talk after the game?
After the first night?
Yeah.
No. Joe is really good about understanding when to talk and when not to. I mean, it's, you know, post game after a tough game, everybody's emotional. You know, Joe's emotional, I'm emotional, the players are emotional, and so that's a great time for everybody to just go home and sleep on it. And so I think we have a really good structure in place between Bob and Joe and me and you know, the other key people in ownership. They have a really good way of kind of handling all that stuff.
So obviously we all know what Draymond has had to say after the two losses and even sort of after the win. And really throughout the last 5 years, he has taken it on himself when he feels the energy, effort, intensity is lacking. How much influence do you think Draymond really has over that? And how much does what he has to say and when he brings that intensity, how much does that boost the rest of the team?
Well, I mean, Draymond is always going to speak his mind. We know that. And he just tells the truth. I mean, the fact is we were lousy the first couple of games. And, you know, we played much better yesterday, and I think he softened his tone a little bit, you know, after the game. But I think, you know, he realizes he's in a different position this year. He doesn't have vets around him to keep him calm, you know, the David West type guys, Zaza Pachulia, Sean Livingston, Andre Iguodala, those guys have always kind of helped keep Draymond, you know, under wraps because we know he's so emotional. So now, you know, it's a different role for Draymond. He has to be himself, but he also has to check himself. And I think that's all part of this early season process of, you know, learning, figuring out our team.
Is he more fun as an emerging adult or as an actual everyday adult?
He's more fun when we win. That's the main thing. I don't know about all that other stuff.
Coward.
Did you read the story about how Glenn Robinson III seems one of like the nicest guys in the Bay Area now, and if you cook him a meal, he might deck out your entire house with furniture? What a great story about one of your new guys.
That was fantastic, and it didn't surprise me either. You know, Glenn has a smile on his face every day. He's just got a maturity about him. He's quickly becoming our veteran leader, and you know, the guy who has to help Steph and Draymond and you know, help bring these young guys along. And so he's great to be around. He's a really good player. He's going to be our starting three and even play some four. And he's gotten off to a great start, but he also happens to be an awesome human being. So it's a great combination.
You said you weren't surprised by that. What has been the most surprising thing to you so far in a season where there's a lot of new stuff going on?
I don't know that anything has been that surprising, to be honest with you. I could see the struggles that we were having in preseason with the injuries and all the new information we had. So those first couple of games didn't shock me. So really nothing has surprised me that much.
Of the reinforcements coming to help your year, which one helps you the quickest?
I would say Willie Cauley-Stein has a chance to make the biggest impact on our team, you know, literally and figuratively. Just the size is something we haven't had. Getting a traditional center, he averaged 8 rebounds a game last year in 28 minutes. You know, a guy who can rebound and play with his verticality, give us that lob threat. I think he's got a chance to make a good impact. It's just, you know, it's going to take a little time because he missed all of camp. You know, we need to fit him in, and we need to help him find his groove.
You said that typically it takes a couple of months for a team to understand essentially what it is. How many different teams are you going to coach between now and then?
How many different teams?
Yeah, because I think the nature of this team is that you're going to see so many different things so many times that you might have to go into a game thinking one thing and about halfway through say, you know what, we can't do the following things. We got to do these different things.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's an interesting way of looking at it. I think just being around the guys every day, though, in the next couple months will help that process. And hopefully we get to the point where, you know, we'll kind of know, even, you know, with a couple guys injured or a couple guys, you know, back in the lineup, we'll know what we can expect. It is a process, but getting to know each other, getting to know one another, little details within the game and even just off the floor, all that stuff matters. And it's starting to come around. I mean, this was a really interesting week for us. Our guys grew and played much better yesterday, and it's a good time.
Which of your players is most likely to wear a Halloween costume that gets them trending on Twitter?
I'm thinking Steph. You know, I could see him pulling into the arena in a crazy Halloween costume. Did you happen to see Isaiah Thomas's Halloween costume?
No.
Old Isaiah or young Isaah?
Yeah, which Isaiah?
Young Isaiah.
Okay. No, what'd he do?
One of the best I've ever seen. He dressed up as an Oompa Loompa from Willy Wonka.
Oh, my goodness.
If you get a chance, check it out online. It is brilliant. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow. So yep, looking at it now. That's high-quality material.
Where's
for sure.
Spud Webb when you need him?
He went all out.
Is that the sign of a fearless player?
Dressing as an Oompa Loompa?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Steve, thank you very, very much. By the way, we'd like to share a little news with you as it relates to your league. Trey Young just got helped off the court with a nasty ankle sprain. Might want to call Travis Schlenk and see how he's doing tonight.
Yeah, and Lloyd Pierce. Lloyd became a good friend in China this year. We coached on the national team together. Lloyd's a Santa Clara guy, a Bay Area resident, or a Bay Area native, I should say, and great guy, great young coach, and he's doing a hell of a job there, and I hate to hear that.
Has Alvin Gentry told you how sick he is of seeing your face?
Yeah, Alvin and I had a good visit last night. He's one of the all-time greats, always has a smile on his face. Even at 0-3 coming in, he's got a smile and a laugh that never goes away. We love Alvin.
Steve, thanks for keeping a smile every single time we talk to you. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
Steve Kerr here on 95.7 The Game. Always good stuff from him. And